Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, go get him, Finesse.
Talking radio, man. Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the Hotel Bull, my man T-Ro, Joel the G, what's poppin', baby? Yeah, you heard it here first, by the way. Streets is watching, sports is poppin'. L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The Streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Freestyle Fridays. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. Joel's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Ro from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like Kia Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though we good, I still got him regardless. G and me, the gold mine music empire. The Streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in to fire. Yeah. Streets of Talking Radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ro, Joel, the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse, people. Go on my music empire. Streets of Talking. Tune in.
Woo-wee, the Streets is Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your host, L Boogie, representing the land, Cleveland, Ohio. To my left, as usual, Joel's the G. He's still out on assignment, as usual. And you know, my right-hand man from Dallas, man, land of the Maverick. What the deal, T-Ro? Wow, they must got T-Ro on the muscle session. Let me see if I can get him back in the studio. Ro, you with me?
Yeah, you know I'm here, man. I'm over here making over on the death table, man. You know what it is. I was trying to clean up my mess. And so, what's up to the world? Streets are talking. It's Monday. You know how it goes. Just got done with the weekend. Had a lot of things to look and, you know, pretty excited about what I saw over the weekend and, you know, ready to get it in. Hot topics to talk about. And, man, one of them, I might just keep my mom status because I know I don't want to talk about this dude anymore. But since he made it inside the news, I know we're going to have to talk about him. So, yeah, we'll get to that when we can. What's up with y'all this Monday, old Boogie Boogie?
Oh, man, just, you know, I'm in the asylum. I'm ready to work, man. It's Mayhem Monday. You already know. So, you know, my first thing on the marquee tonight is the air getting thin up in Denver. You know, from my snitches and my informants in the streets, they come back with some information. They were telling me that Von Miller, the outside linebacker from Denver, the stud, two-time All-Pro, is looking at a 6-game suspension. It was going to be a year, but they're appealing that it just went down to 6, and they're trying to get it cut to 4. Also with Denver, Wes Welker hurt his leg. Champ Bailey hurt his knee and his leg. He was, you know, sighted from the game in a walking boot and crutches from Seattle. So, Ro, is the air getting thin in Denver? Should they be concerned?
The only thing those guys need to be concerned with would be the Mr. Von Miller. Because Von Miller in the last 2 seasons has racked up 30 sacks. And for those that don't follow football and you know, that nature, that is a lot of sacks for one guy to have in a 2-year span. And by having Von Miller facing a 6-game suspension is where the air is thinning in Denver. Now, it was at 4, it's not going to get 4, but from what my snitches are telling me, the reason why it's going to jump to 6, even a year, is because Von Miller is not a first time. This would be the second or the third time that he has been caught since he did in his fresh career. And things are not looking good. Being a former player of Texas A&M, I don't know what they feeding them boys down there because, you know, we done already seen Johnny Manziel losing. Now we have Von Miller. They're both from Texas A&M. Von Miller, yes, has been a pro for the last season, working on his third now. But I think that he has really put himself – I think he done put himself inside by doing the things that he has done to put himself in this little drug game. So we'll see what happens. If he's facing 6 years, then it's be a tough one. If he's facing – you know, more than six games, then it's going to be tough for, definitely going to be tough for to follow up the performance of what they had last year of being 13-3 and the number one ranked AFC last year. So, you know, as long as they have Peyton Manning, I think Peyton Manning can somehow will them to victory to where they can win at least 10 or 11. If that doesn't happen, then, of course, you know, you can blame it on the defense and injuries that we are seeing up to this point. But until then, you know, as far as Chandler, I'm pretty sure he can make it back by week one. Wes Welker, the same. You know, you just have to guys down. I know you really want to play during the preseason, but you have to really in the right way so that way everybody can be on the same page. But for Denver, it's all about Von Miller and that defensive line. So is the air getting thin? Yes, it's getting thin, but it's not that thin. Von Miller, if six games, yeah, it's going to be real thin. And if he gets the year, you can forget about it. What's your thoughts on Von Miller?
Well, the thing about it with me with Von is that you got busted earlier. You came into the league, got busted on a marijuana charge, and they still let you play. I just don't know how these guys, you know, athletes thinking, well, since I got away with it the first time, they gave me a warning, let me play, they'll let me get it again because I'm Von Miller. No, you're not bigger than the league. And they will chastise you every time you think you're bigger than the shield. That's one thing that London Fletcher told me, one of my closest friends. He's on TV right now, plays with the Washington Redskins. They don't care who you are in the NFL. You cannot be bigger than the shield. They take it as a smack in the face when you violate the drug policy. They don't like it. So I think the air is thinning up there, too much of a distraction. I think Denver will stumble, but, hey, they're in the AFC West. It's their division to be won. I mean, they can lose four or five games and still win that division. So I'm not too concerned with that, but some people are. But when 1-8, a.k.a. Peyton Manning, is under the helm and he's doing well, hey, you don't have to worry about that. He's going to outscore people. He's going to play defense with the offense. So, you know, that's my thing with that. Secondly, Ro, you know, we've been going down these, you know, these preseason games are going to stick to the NFL. Secondly, on the marquee, Tim Tebow. I've been hearing from my source. It's not looking too good. He went 1-for-7 and an interception. Should Tebow fear for his job? How did he look the other night?
Horrible as usual. It's the same old Tim Tebow show. You know, I just don't understand how he talks so bad about a guy, but yet he still finds his league and playing quarterback. As we all know Tim Tebow is a great athlete, but he's not an NFL quarterback. And I thought having Josh McDaniel convince Bill Belichick to bring Tim Tebow over was going to help Tim Tebow learn how to throw. Now, granted, it is preseason. I don't know what's going to happen from this point on. But if you're working behind Tom Brady and you're working up under Bill Belichick or Josh Bruce, a quarterback type of coach, there's got to be some kind of structure as far as what happens for Tim Tebow, because Tim Tebow just cannot pass. When he's throwing the ball, he's throwing over a guy. When he's trying to throw it, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable what you see, Tebow. It's either over the head, too low, too far, or behind him, or he just. So, I don't know what's going to happen with Tim Tebow. Is he going to make this? More than likely, because he is a Josh McDaniel, you know, pickup. Man, you picked him up in Denver, and now he has him in New England. So will he get cut? So, I believe he will make the 54-man roster. But it's just amazing that, you know, we go out there and see what he's doing, and it's just like every reporter has been saying from the jump. And so when you see a guy like that, you just have to hope that he can, one of these days, get it right. Or get, because if he doesn't, L Boogie, he ain't going to have too much longer in New England, I can tell you that.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop, baby. And I'm going to be for real on the streets with my man, Timmy. Listen to this, Timmy. And the question is, should Tebow fear for his job? Yes, at quarterback. I think that he needs to go ahead and be what he is, a football player. He needs to play tight end, H-back, something of that sort. He needs to be slash, like Cordell Stewart used to be up in Pittsburgh. And like you said, if you're supposed to be learning from one of the best to ever do it, old Tommy, and you still can't get it together, it's a problem. And another quarterback told me something, too, long time ago. He said, you can't teach accuracy. See, you can teach guys how to throw a ball, how to get it out their hand and throw it deep. But NFL quarterback told me, you can't teach accuracy. They have to get that on their own. Throw guys open. And when I saw the game the other night, and I saw T-Bro throwing over guys, under guys, behind guys, you know me, Ro. Man, he going to get somebody killed. Oh! I'm telling you. Tim Tebow needs to fear for his job. We know Bill, he has no discrepancy on cutting you. So, am I concerned about Tebow? Yes, at the quarterback position. Will he get cut? I'm kind of 50-50. But let's not get it twisted. Tebow's best job, bro, he needs to be a leadership speaker. Get a nonprofit organization and start his motivational speaking project. It's over. He's MBG. Nothing but garbage. Go play middle linebacker, bleed. It's over, bro.
Yeah, if he can't make it in New England, it's definitely over. Because Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, one of the best coach quarterback duos to ever do it. And if you can't get it together over in Pat's land, yeah, hang him up, baby. Go down and become a pastor down there, one of the churches down there in New England, and or back down to Florida, and, you know, give them people what they want, a Tebow show. Do your Tebow stance when you start praying. Because, you only got a year. And in the NFL, a year is not long at all. So you got to February 2nd to try to figure out how you're going to do it and what you're going to do to continue to be a part of that New England Patriots team. After this, yeah, man, it's going to be tough finding a job.
Oh, yeah. As we travel through the league, and there's two other topics I want to hit on before we, you know, go to commercial. One more thing. Your boy, EJ Emanuel. Also, when we come back from commercial, Alex Rodriguez went yard last night. We got some things to holler about that when we come back from commercial. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a little twist of hip-hop. We the underground kings of the sports talk show. We
are the street. We gotta talk about A-Rod because there's some new stuff that came up, man. I know you started Monday. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Oh, let's go.
Can I stay? But hold up, wait. Tell them I do this in my sleep. Yeah, and I dream when I'm awake. You know this life, it gets deep. Yeah, I wonder how much can I take.
Yeah.
Hold up, wait, homie, I do this in my sleep.
Comatose, boast, hard with knees. Be counting cones in my sleep. They dream about green, remain y'all spit fast. Latch on like leech. While the dogs toss, Brandon man, shout out reach. Count movements like sheep. Toss Scooby snacks in the air. They scatter the east, starving hands. Shots of black and Jaeger, get your boy so faded. Helps me erase the pain, crash went into my basement. I'm stationed in the East Star, get the gun, Snatch Panthers and Skrilla, man, and talk to Thor. I'm charging, boy, wide, super five, I was hot. Mixed with Henny on the rock, call it fuck shots. Talk to teach, man, that's the purpose. Reflection of y'all shit, advanced version. Pedigree preferred in the block, ready to go. The arm, it's the team, turn it slow.
Yeah, I do this in my sleep, and I dream when I'm awake. Yeah, you know this life, it gets deep. They wonder how much can I take. But hold up, wait, tell them I do this in my sleep. Yeah, and I dream when I'm awake. You know this life, it gets deep. Yeah, I wonder how much can I take. But hold up, wait, homie, I do this in my sleep. I stay dreaming, it's kinda odd. It ain't even, stay being as I guard. Head in the clouds, my mind clogged. Ahead of the crowd with flying cars. Dog, when I rhyme bars, it's a pleasant surprise, like blind dates with fine broads. Easy to find trouble, difficult to find jobs, or to find a bride that can keep a thighs crossed. So I stick to the beats in my iPod. It sounds like light raw, strike through the night spot. Yeah, in the crib where I write bars, or I freestyle them. Either way, I got them. Yeah, I spot them in the sky. Summertime rhymes that be hotter than July. So I snatch them from the clouds and I rap them for the crowd. Meanwhile, I'm I do this in my sleep, and I dream when I'm awake. Yeah, you know this life, it gets deep. They wonder how much can I stake. But hold up, wait, tell them I do this in my sleep. Yeah, and I dream when I'm awake. You know this life, it gets deep. Yeah, I wonder how much can I stake. But hold up, wait, homie, I do this in my sleep.
Why y'all pump garbage? We got the fire up the block. Your flow soon stop, fool, no more rock. Run for shelter. Got this cover like a gazebo. A magneto, magnetize a chick wherever we go. You my e-ho, peeping through my peephole. Watch me, twist up mommy on a lilo. I walk the streets, dreaming while I'm awake. Mostly about cake, but not the kind you bake. You sweet frosting MCs, get your face erased. Tsunami, your team probably after the earthquake. It gets deep, run the streets, deadlines to me. Keys to the city, kick ass, my boo shitty. You soft like a pair of titties, talking that prosthetic. Your bars ain't poetic.
When I'm awake, yeah, you know this life, it gets deep. They wonder how much can I stake, but hold up, wait, tell them I do this in my sleep. Yeah, and I dream when I'm awake. You know this life, it gets deep. Yeah, I wonder how much can I stake, but hold up, wait, homie, I do this in my sleep.
We do this in our sleep. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Oh man. Woo-wee, it's hot. It's Mayhem Monday. Man, along with my co-host, Juelz the G, I got my man T-Row, and I'm your host, L Boogie. And before we went to the commercial, you know, we're going to talk about my man, EJ Manuel. Then we're going to talk about A-Rod and a little bit more on his NFL. You know, EJ Manuel, he went down the other night. They said he's having surgery, and he'll be ready for the regular season. Now, Ro, do you think
growing Jewel's the G. Do you think that E.J. Manuel is going to start week one? Even though Kevin Cobb has Kevin on the Cobb, is back up under the center.
Man, you know E.J. start week one. I don't even know why you going through all of that. We know and we have seen Kevin Cobb be a good player, but then drop to the bottom of the list in one season. So, Kevin Cobb, congratulations on, you know, finishing up preseason. One Cobb, you get your headphones and you get that board with the pen. Because be writing down plays, Flip. The rookie, E.J. Manuel, will be ready week one. You know how it goes. When you get the knee scoped or when you take a little fluid off the knee, L Boogie, you can sit down for about a week or two. And Buffalo is being real smart right now by letting the young fella get everything taken care of for, because in the next 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, the real show is going to start. And you need a healthy young quarterback in E.J. Manuel to be ready. And I think that by Buffalo sending him out the last 2 weeks of the preseason, it's going to definitely give that guy a chance to heal up and be ready come week one. So E.J. Manuel all day long. You know, whether we were talking about the Jets, that would be a difference. But right now, I'm going to give it to the rookie. I don't think Kevin Cobb is really ready to take over a team like Buffalo and lead them the way that they need to. And with by having a first-year coach, Coach Marone, coming from Syracuse, I believe that he believes that E.J. Manuel is. So I'm going to say, yes, he's going to be ready week one and get the starting position. So, you know, I'll take the seat. Okay, guys.
Joel G. You back in the asylum. What you think about that, baby?
Oh, man, I have to tend to agree with T-Roll, man, on that one, man. I'm kind of speechless on it, man. He covered that, man. I have to agree that Manuel is in the right place, man.
My dude, you was West Coast, and what's up with you, baby?
Oh, man, just holding on, man. You know what I mean? Just holding on out here, man. It's rough in the field, man. You know what I mean? The man is being hard. He's keeping his oppression down, man. You know what I mean? Oh, man, it's rough out here in the field, man.
Oh, man, it's real. It's real in the field. I never believed in Kevin Cobb. I never liked him. I never liked him. For all I know, he ambushed the Arizona Cardinals. We've seen a lot of Kevin Cobb, and we know that when he hears footsteps, he just throws the ball anywhere. So the DBs be happy when Kevin Cobb under center. So I'm looking for EJ to come back, and I think that's why they drafted him. So they saw something in him. But let's get on to the big topic at hand right now that's been talked about in the streets. Alex Rodriguez. Last night, he was plunked. He was thrown at behind, inside, and he got plunked in the second inning. He came back in the sixth inning and hit a shot, a monster shot, straight center field. Now, are players taking it into their own hands to police the situation? Now, let me say this. Within the 12 games that he's played, he's batting .319 and has 2 home runs. He's affecting the pennant race with him being in the lineup. Should he be allowed to keep playing? He's appealing, and some of the players don't like it. So let me ask you, Jewels the G, and some more information has came out from a lawyer. She said that she was offered or put into her account $25,000 and then also $50,000, and she wired it back to A-Rod because she knew implications about what was going on. Now, my point to you, or my question to you, Jewels, isn't this just do, or do you think he should be suspended right now? Is it fair that he's still out here playing baseball?
Well, let me tell you, we know it's not right, and you just, this question is really for you viewers to call in and give your opinion, because, you know, y'all know, we know what time it is. He shouldn't be out there, flat out. You know, he's being extended some sort of super courtesy that, you know, is kind of unheard of. You know, I'm sure Barry Bonds wouldn't be out there. You know what I mean?
And if you notice, no picture of none of them tried to plug Barry Bonds when he was supposed to be, quote-unquote, on steroids using the cream. So
was he using the cream or was he doing the deer out of the spray?
Man, we don't know. What was it, the deer antler? Yeah,
you
don't know.
Deer antler, you can spray it up under your tongue and make your head fat and well.
Man, we don't know. We wasn't in the doctor's office with him, man, so we can't accuse, you know, but with all the allegations going on, I think what's right and what should happen is that he should be suspended as of right now. And, you know, and just as well as it's a bunch of MBG, man. We know what it is.
Right.
T-Row, what's your opinion on that?
I want to say thank God for the players' union, because without players' union, you know, we wouldn't be able to collaborate, or the players wouldn't be able to collaborate against Major League Baseball to do the things that A-Rod is doing right now. He paid the lawyer. Yeah, you know he paid the attorney. I mean, he banked Hank. He couldn't help but pay the lawyer. $25,000 is like 25 cents to A-Rod right now. And for him to try to get away and get his story in line, this is what he had to do. You know what I mean? So one way or another, even if you want to be the world's most crucial critic on A-Rod, guess what? A-Rod's not going to serve that whole 211-game sentence. What he's going to end up with is somehow, some way, he's going to OJ it. He's going to have lawyers in the world on his team, so you can have, man, you can warn a foreign board sitting behind A-Rod if this thing ever goes to court. You can have a Chinese dude for A-Rap. You can have a dude from Pakistan. But these dudes going to be the smartest dude about all this, what's going on right now. And somehow some A-Rod is going to get off and continue to make the type of money that he's making, the $8 million a year. You know what I mean? If he's going to miss any games, he's going to miss maybe 30, but I doubt it. I honestly doubt it. The way that it's shaping up for A-Rod, I mean, get ready. A-Rod going to bring the funk and he's going to bring the thunder. You know what I mean? And he's going to OJ it, man. Whether you like it or not, he just might get clear, man. I'm telling you, mark my words. I understand baseball has a lot of information and they're trying to kill it and trying not to put it all out there. But come on, man. At some point, you're going to have to try to attack. And they want A-Rod to do all this. And A-Rod's attorney is even on NBC News or the Today Show telling everybody what's up. So I don't think A-Rod is afraid of what's going to happen. I think he's ready. It's just that it's not going to turn out the way most of us are looking at it to turn out. You know what I mean? So big ups to A-Rod. Big ups to the people that he about to put money in their pockets. But baseball, you got to come a little bit harder. You got to – I don't know. I didn't want to talk about A-Rod in the beginning. So, but that's what I feel. I just think A-Rod going to make it. I think he going to skip. Oh, man, it's going to be so many people mad at A-Rod. But why? Man, it's going to be tough, man.
Listen to this. A-Rod is a dog. The streets is talking. Listen to this. Just like if you were indicted on big charges and they let you post a bond, even though you're, you know, supposedly done the crime, you're still innocent. You still have to go to the box And if people don't know what the box is, that means taking it to trial. He still had to take it to arbitration. So he can walk the streets. He's on bond right now, if you want to say that. He's on bond. And should Ryan Dempster be suspended for throwing at A-Rod? You damn right. Ryan Dempster, you should be suspended for the Bush League play you did. You're in a pennant race. That was a dumb move. And then after the game, you know what the reporter had the nerve to say, Juelz, G, and T-Row. They asked A-Rod, should Ryan Dempster be suspended? Guess what A-Rod said? I'm the wrong person you need to be asking who should be getting suspended. The streets is talking, man.
Yeah, and what's wrong with Ryan Dempster is that fool not only tried to with the first pitch, but he had three more pitches that intentionally tried to hit this dude. And then at the end, he gonna say, "No, I didn't try to hit it." Man, quit lying. You know you tried to hit that dude. Now let me ask you this, L Boogie, and let me ask you this, Juelz G. Will this be the start of the rest of the major league team start trying to throw at A-Rod now?
Well, of course it is, because I think they feel like he's getting special treatment right now.
So the rest of it just going to start bombing at A-Rod? I mean, come on now. I'm surprised that the Yankees didn't retaliate, like, and you know they're not going to just keep letting these teams throw at A-Rod. You know what I mean? Do you think the Yankees have A-Rod, or we think it's like the clubhouse is split versus the upper management, L Boogie?
I think that it's 50-50, and you had to be professional. Don't forget, these other guys are getting paid to do their job. Will this spark a fire under my Yankees? You know I'm a Yankees fan. I hope it does. I hope it gets us back into playoff contention from this game and A-Rod firing us up. And don't forget, we don't have the captain, you know, in the lineup. So I think that it was a shot in the arm. I think that it might propel us to do some things. But it all starts again with our batting. You know, we're supposed to be the Bronx Bombers, and we're not putting up on the board. The Fonz came over from the Cubs. He's kind of, you know, put some fire up under us as well. So who knows? With A-Rod back, it'll be a story. We make the AL wild card and maybe knock some people out. Oh, man. It's for TV. It's for TV. I'm telling you.
That might even be a motion picture film, man.
I'd have thrown it at his head. I'm gonna throw it at A-Rod, I'm taking him out. Now, I ain't gonna throw it at his elbow, I ain't gonna throw it at his ankle. I'm throwing it at your head. Don't sit down. If Major League Baseball won't put you out, guess what? I got this round ball, don't knock you out. I'm throwing high tight. So get ready. Tight at your lips. You gonna sit down.
I know you smell the money.
I know A-Rod was telling Ryan Dempster, bitch, why you trying to kill my vibe?
Man, when we come back, man, we going to get some callers into the asylum. Man, shout out to TT, man. Shout out to my girl, Lisa, man. You know, shout out to my man, Ron, T-Mac. I see y'all out there. Hey, Pui. I know you're a Dodger and they love you out there, but hit the cutoff, man. The Dodgers, they looking good out there. Big up to Trey Lee, man. He a Dodger fan. When we come back, we're going to get some callers in the asylum and see what they think about this preseason and about what's going on. Man, we had a couple, you know, some things in entertainment happen. A young actor, he committed suicide, and we'll tell you about that. And, one of the members from B2K is in critical condition. We're going to holler about that later in the show on our entertainment piece. But, man, don't kill the vibe. The streets is talking. Juelz, the GT, Row, I'm L Boogie. Oh, let's go.
We back. Man, the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8896. If you want to listen to us on the online and you don't want your phone to go there, just go to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box. You already know the streets are talking. Man, we back in the asylum. It's good to have Jewel as the G back, man. Before we get some people into the asylum, you know, we in Phoenix, Arizona. And the Phoenix and you know, the Arizona Cardinals, they played the Dallas Cowboys over the weekend. And it was a game or whatnot, preseason. But Ro, you from Dallas, and we know we got some Dallas listeners and, you know, Arizona Cardinal fans on the line. What's your impression of game three for the Dallas Cowboys and game two for the Arizona Cardinals? What did you get out of that? Who were you impressed with?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Had an opportunity down there to the old Phoenix Cardinal Stadium and, you know, get a taste like to be inside one of them joints, man, when the game is going on, and for the world to know, the Cowboys have not won a game in this new stadium, man, since the beginning. I believe the second game it was. The Cowboys have lost 7 straight games to the Cardinals in Arizona. We all. But you know what I took from it? You know, it's just another preseason game. One person that we were talking about on Friday was the Honey Badger, and I must say I was very impressed with the Honey Badger. I'm going to also say that I was very impressed with Patterson because, you know, you go to the game and you look for this guy to be on defense and you see defense, but then you blink once or twice and you look over and 21 is on offense. And you're like, wait a minute, do the Cardinals have 2 number 21s or is this the guy playing defense now playing offense? And so the Cardinals and Bruce, who coach of the Arizona Cardinals, are incorporating Patrick Peterson on offensive end. And so big ups to the Cardinals for trying to change within the offense by having Patrick Peterson, which is one of the most athletic, one of the most talented guys in the league today. And I think Cardinals are going to be able to benefit from Patrick Peterson being on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, that was something to see. It was something different. And I was impressed. About the Cowboys, you know, it just sucks to have your team lose to the Cardinals. And the Cardinals kicked 4 field goals, El Boogie. 4 damn field goals. And we lost 12-7. So it is what it is. Preseason, I hope that we don't have to go through this ever again. But you know what it is, man. It just happens. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm going to, you know, shoot myself in the arm and get myself a PED shot because my boy's lost. I'm going to keep it real, take this yak, and I'm going to let that one pass. And hope that, you know, if we ever have to meet later on down the line this year, we'll be able to take care of business. It does matter. So, you know, what was your thoughts on the Cowboys and the Cardinals? Did you get a chance to check out the game?
Joel DG, it's on you.
Oh, man, I just think that, you know, the Cardinals held true to their tradition, man. They played hard and won a game, and they continue to win games when they don't count. So, you know, I'm just going to let them continue to do what they do. And the stadium be empty about, you know, game 10. So they oh, man. And, you know, I think Dallas is just, you know, taking things, they're doing things at pace right now. They put stuff back together, and they'll be all right. This is a year where they know they need to show and prove, and I just don't think they need to, you know, preseason not about coming out, you know, swinging for the fences, man. You just prepare yourself for the long season ahead of you.
I was, you know, I was at the game and, you know, got a chance to, you know, sit real low. And you know, watching Dez Bryant and the kid Peterson, Patrick Peterson, compete, it was something very surreal. Maybe two future Hall of Famers, two young guns competing. That's what I was there for. It was very, very interesting. The Honey Badger looked good. I was more so looking at Tony Romo as well, looking like a leader, made some good throws. Only thing I'm concerned about the Cowboys is hopefully they don't beat themselves four games out the year like they did in the past. Turnovers, you know, missing tackles. So I'm looking at the Cowboys, and I'm looking at them in row. I just want to ask you, where is Claiborne? Is he hurt? I don't see number 28 out there. The streets is talking before we get to the asylum. And one last question. Where is Claiborne?
Don't you worry about where my players are. You worry about the Green Bay Packers, damn it. Claiborne is going to be all right. He's taking his time. He's chilling. Don't worry about my get him on. You know what I'm saying? Claiborne, we got to keep our guys together and keep them low-key. We ain't gonna have everybody just falling off like bricks, like the snipes they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna hang on to Claiborne. We're going to make sure – we're going to treat them like RG3. We're going to make sure this dude is definitely ready to hit that feet. So don't be asking me no questions about where Claiborne is. Never again. When you fall on the field, that's where Claiborne is going to be in the game.
There you have it.
T-Roll. Let's jump into the asylum real quick, El Boogie and Jewel, because, man, it's blowing up. Man, we got all those in the asylum ready to jump in. So without any further ado, man, you know what? Since we're not the Cowboys, let's jump to somebody who know a little bit something down there in the D. Hey, yo, Ira, hold the line, baby. We're going to get at you. Hey, yo, Mr. TD.
What's up, Pepe?
Hey, now, Mr. TD, can you put the world who's your favorite football team and who you repping and where you repping from, please?
Hey, man, look here. I'm repping them Cowboys, man. I'm out of Dallas, Texas, man. Man, T-Roll, that's my favorite brother, man. You dig?
No doubt.
Now, L Boogie was asking me, TD, because I know you down there in the D. You
I'm
know,
right here in the D, man.
He's asking me about Claiborne. And since I wasn't able to put my finger on Claiborne when they were out here just a couple days ago,
can
you
Claiborne
on the list of
where
Claiborne
is? Claiborne going to be all right. Yeah. Hey, man, Claiborne, our starting cornerback, man. He is upright. Don't worry about Claiborne. I'm like you, T. Don't worry about Claiborne, man.
Hey, Cowboy fans is getting real
I got some stuff, man, to bash on them boys, man, because we are not, man, what people put out for us to be, man. Like people put us out there, man, like we just going to be the bomb. Like every year, man, we go from 8-8 to 12 and 4. We not that, though, straight up and down.
Right.
The Cowboys, right. I think
it's always
wrong.
Up to the last week of the season.
Right on. Cowboys,
let me ask
problem,
you
man,
this.
We have no discipline on this team, man. You are not... We all done played some form of sports, man. Whether that was basketball, soccer, football, something. And we all had to, if you wasn't scared of your coach, man, then no, I mean you was out there horsing around, you did?
You absolutely right.
Jason Garrett is no threat, though. I mean he's just not a threat, man. And one more point, and then of course we'll get into it strong, but one more point is whenever the general manager and the owner are the same person. If me and Jason Garrett get into it about something, but after that, if we can't work it out, then I usually go to the general manager. Well, here, man, the general manager is the owner. You know what I'm saying? So there's no separation there.
Exactly.
So you got the owner that's thinking one way about football, and the general manager is thinking another way, you know. I mean, but they're the same person. But they actually think the same way. You don't have one that can think one way, strictly football, and one that can think about improving the stadium. And, yeah, all that there is beautiful, man. All that's beautiful. The stadium, the city, all that there. But we ain't winning no games, man. We like them Cardinals, man. We still losing, you see?
Keeping it real. That's why we street, TD. You know what I'm saying? You get too high on the hog with the Cowboys, you definitely go get quick and brought back down to earth real fast. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the way a Cowboy fan, man. And it's not the same team. Like you mentioned, we don't have the discipline like we had in the 90s. And the way Jerry Jones is going, he's more worried about having, you know, a.k.a. the Cowboy Stadium, which is now called the AT&T Stadium, more fan lighthouse. Come on, homie. Get your team right.
Get your team right. Well, and another thing, man, and before I let some folks get off in there, is that, T-Roy, you can contest this, man. Dog, there's money down here, man. So his tickets is sold off the top. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that money down here is just, we grew up, across, you know, blocks from that money, man, called Highland Park.
Right.
And that's where he does, man. His stuff is paid for off the top. That stadium, the seats, it's going to sell out. That ain't no problem.
Regardless. Absolutely. Right. And with parking spots for 4 miles out, and then you go pay $100 the closer you get to the – so, and we still sell out. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? But let me ask you this. My last question for you, TD, because I know you're a big Cowboys fan. What is the recipe for the Cowboys? Put it out there. Will the Cowboys win the NFC East, or we're down to the last week of the season again?
No, they don't do none of that, man. It'll be over before it starts.
What's the record you're giving the Cowboys?
I got to be honest with you, man. I can't start nowhere but at 8-8, because that's what they are. They're 8-18, man. You know, I don't care how easy the schedule appears to be. I don't care that we got the Rams on the schedule and none of that. Like you said earlier, partner, they will lose. They'll find a way to lose 4 more of them games. You know what I'm saying? Now, hopefully it gets better this year. Hopefully it gets better this year. But the reason why I had that opinion is because I still see no discipline. Look at the other night, man, when they played the Cardinals. Somebody said it right when they said him and Peterson. Oh, amazing to see. But Dez Bryant is a fan. That boy is awesome, I'm telling you. That boy is cold. However, you cannot keep on fumbling and the kickoff return, man, the punt return guy. all that happens. I don't want to make it seem like that stuff don't happen, Kenfolk. However, they ain't scared to go to the sideline, though. You know what I'm saying? They ain't scared to walk over there. So, what the fuck? You know? They ain't doing no perfect.
And hopefully the guys that have been back there getting most of those turnovers are you guys who are trying to make the team. Because if these are guys that are already established on the fan roster, we're in trouble. Hey, these boys can't even catch. So, I'm hoping that they are trying to make the team. And hopefully we'll have Dez or some other, you know, young stud back there returning punts and kicks. So,
right, what it is.
The TD.
Yeah. I'm going to let you boys go, man. But my last point on the A-Rod deal you boys brought up earlier. Hey, man, keep it real, man.
Yeah.
A-Rod, he's going to be playing. He's able to play right now because that's the way it's made to be that way. Like you said earlier with the Players Association. That's just what it is, man. And I truly believe A-Rod will sit out at least 100 and some games. However, somebody gonna need him in 2014, and he's going to be available, man. You boys keep it pimping, man. Smoke one, man.
No doubt. No. That's what it is. That's what it is, baby. Appreciate the man. And, you know, man, on Friday, hit us up. Hey, I'll tell him what to do, please.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a girlfriend.
Tell a friend. There you go. Yeah, buddy. You boy, keep it clear,
all right.
Man.
T-
We appreciate the love, baby. Catch us on Friday.
Talk to you boys either next Friday or Monday, man, without a doubt.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, L still in the asylum, man. We gonna keep it rolling because I know our next caller really wants and talk about that A-Rod situation, too. So while we still hot in the asylum, hey, yo, brother, big brother Erie, you on the line?
Without a doubt, T-Ro, what's good with it?
Man, it's your boy T-Ro, Jewel D, and your boy L Boogie on the line. And when I talked to you earlier, you say something about A-Rod and what's going on. Tell me what your thoughts about the A-Rod situation now that we done turned the page to page number two on A-Rod.
Hey, man, it's like this with A-Rod. Everything has a process, man. And they are just following the letter of the law that was set forth by the Players Association. And that's coming from a diehard Indians fan. I can't stand the Yankees.
Okay.
I can't stand them with a passion. But check this. I respect him for trying to, you know, play it out to the fullest. He playing the hand that was dealt to him. Like, look here. Y'all going to try to suspend me for 211 games, try to conspire with the ownership of the Yankees so I can't get my money? Cut the game. The Yankees signed to put that contract in front of him for him to sign that stupid contract, so now they got to live with it. They trying to backdoor him by going with Major League Baseball and trying to get him out of there, but it's not going to happen. I guarantee you if they had all this so-called evidence piled up against him, they would have brought it to the forefront and just nipped this all in the bud. Like, look, this is what we playing with. This is my hand. This is the hand we got. Check this out. And slammed the door on me. But they didn't. They didn't. You noticed that. And it's like, okay, they've been pussyfooting around like, hey, well, hey, we're gonna let the process play out. But so far, no evidence has come out. Now, before, you didn't see all of that little stuff about the attorney being paid and whatnot. Okay, yeah, he kicked up a few dollars, but then, you know, they haven't said anything major that can get him suspended for these 211 games. And as far as him being thrown at, man, that's like you said, that's Bush League, L. That's straight Bush League. You can't take it upon yourself. It's not like last up at bat against the Boston Red Sox, he hit a home run, flipped the bat, and walked to first base. Now, that'd be a reason
right.
to throw at him, you know?
Absolutely.
But you were trying to take it upon yourself to be the judge, jury,
the police.
And executioner, you know? That's lame.
Do you think that Ryan Dempster should be suspended a couple games for doing that?
Absolutely.
There you have
it. I speak for A-Rod. I heard him in the press conference say he was the wrong person to ask about a suspension. But, yeah, he should be suspended for that. Now, that you got video evidence of. Come on, now. That was lame.
Now let me switch to football real fast. Tim Tebow, he went 1-for-7, had an interception. Do you think Tebow should fear for his job? How did he look to you, his second preseason game in New England?
Terrible. I don't even consider him to be in the Wildcat package. Man, I don't. Tebow is nothing but a ticket salesman. They should have sent him to Jacksonville. They should have sent him to Jacksonville where he could have sold the most tickets in the state where he hails from and let it go like that.
Exactly. He's MBG, nothing but garbage.
Hot garbage.
Hold on.
To piggyback off your boy TD from the D-Town in Dallas, hey, man. They owner is, did you see what they were just projected as? The value of the Cowboys? They over $2 billion, man. Come on, man. That's all Jerry Jones is worried about, man. He happy. The Cowboys win, lose, or draw worth more than every franchise and a couple of them combined in the league. So he's still winning, even if they are
losing.
Thank you.
I'm glad you. I'm glad you spoke up on that.
Now, Aaron, you know I got to just to disagree with you on that one. I know we make $2.3 billion as a Cowboy franchise, but hell no. 8-8 ain't good enough for your boy T-Row. I need a championship, and I need it now. I'm tired of, man, Jerry got to take a back stand. You got to let the team do what the team do. We are a mess team. Come on, Aaron.
I ain't mad at you, Tito. I'm not mad. I respect that. But the argument ain't with me. It's with Jerry Jones. That's who you need to be arguing with.
He need to call up Jerry.
Yeah.
I tried to catch Jerry Jewell. I tried to catch him at the Phoenician. I couldn't even catch Jerry at the Phoenician. I don't know where he was.
Oh, man.
I tried to walk with him. I couldn't.
He paid too much for security, man. He's all about the money now. I didn't really want to say nothing about that, man, until, you know, I let a caller chime in on it. But the boy said it, man, TD, man, about $50 tickets and, you know, worth. And then he just hit it up nail on the head, man, somehow how much they worth, millions and billions of dollars. And I worried about no titles or winning no games, man. They just, it's a business now. Just a business.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. Well, Ira, man, you know we appreciate you, man, calling in. You know, man, make sure you hit us up on Friday. It's going to be Freestyle Friday. And, man, we definitely, every time you call in, man, you know we're going to try to hit you up in there inside of what it is.
You got it, bro. Y'all be cool. And I already know. I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend, L. Book.
No doubt. My man. That's what it is, man. So bad, Jewel. L Boogie, we got to take a quick commercial break, man. We come back, we're going to jump into the side and again and get some more people checking us out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we were talking to our people in the side. Big Brother Wack called in, but he had to chime in and leave real quick. Big Brother Bass, I see you. Happy birthday to you, baby. Missed out, okay, but I'll make sure I definitely get by there and holler at you, player. You know what it is. And L Boogie, GFG.
Oh, man, you know what this song is for. This for A-Rod, baby. We love you, baby. You already know. This for the Dodgers and GFG, too. Hit him with that YG, baby. Sometimes you gotta do things. She give away that pussy like loose change. Oh, tryna so have a nigga, baby. The ceiling never JJ. This ain't recess, bitch. You know I don't play. Just bought an AK. Just took a vacay. Bitch, you broke. You need to call AAA. Bitch, you broke. Shut up. Don't talk to me. It's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat. All my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke. Shut up. Don't talk to me. It's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Hey, how you fuck for cash, but you not a hoe? And how I'm gonna respect you if your pockets broke? On your rap sheet, a whole lot of bros. It's a clinic on Western, bitch, you oughta go. You broke your pussy stank, you borrowed clothes, lost the little ass that you had playing with your nose. I dedicate this to my last hoe. Swear I got cash and start acting like an asshole. Catch up, keep up, Cutlass with the beat up. I be buying pounds, so no, we can't piece up. Rolly with the crown, bet you wanna fuck the king, huh? Money over bitches, pussy never fuck the thing up. She still fanning when she see us. I'm a grade A nigga, use a C+. I got a room, bitch, clean up. Hit the blade, pay my fee up. Bro, shut up, don't talk to me. It's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you bro. Don't talk to me, it's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. You shopping at Louis when your baby need wick. Using vibrators when you know you need dick. Bitch, you sick, ho, you trifling. I heard in the hood your pussy be cycling. Nobody wiping your ass. Young nigga got dick, no yak. Fast money, fast bitches taking whole baths. And me in relations don't last. My nigga
nigga must have got the Benzo. My clips got extendos. I'm hanging out the window, banging out the window. Throw it up, chunky, wrist on chunky. I heard the homie fucked and your pussy smell funky. And I ain't used to what you used to. The only thing in your ear is a Bluetooth. You niggas ain't blinged out. 20 racks, I blow that. 5, 10, 15, I let my niggas hold that. Bitch, you broke. Shut up. Don't talk to me, get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me, get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat.
Oh, man. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We the UGK of the sports talk world. We are the streets. With my co host, Jewels the G. Repping L.A., California. My other co-host, T-Roll, repping Dallas, Texas. And I am your host, L. Boogie, representing Cleveland. Man, speaking of L.A., Jewels to G, your Dodgers, man. They got the second best record, or I should say the best record, in the National League. Do you think they prime to go to the World Series?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we got Magic Johnson that has recently, you know, took ownership of the Dodgers, man. So, you know, it's in our blood, man. Champions, man. You know, we winners. We do that in L.A., man. We win at everything we do. So, yeah, I see us going to the big dance. I see us going to the to win, man. I think we're going to be there this year, man. I'm sorry, Yankees. Maybe we'll meet y'all there or Florida, somebody, man. Somebody going to meet us there, man. Come on, step up, y'all. Texas Rangers, I don't know.
Man, that was a shot in the gut, man. You know damn well we ain't going to see y'all in the World Series. y'all got Clayton Kershaw. Y'all got a hell of a pitcher. He has the ERA with 1.06 right now. The only thing is I'm kind of, you know, these Atlanta Braves, they got those bats, those tomahawks. You know, it's going to be tough coming out that NL. T-Row, what you think? You think the Dodgers, they got it in them to get over that hump and make a run for the World Series?
You know what, man? With the L.A. Dodgers having the second best record in the league because the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves got 76 when they lead Major League Baseball right now. They 76-48. And you guys are 72-51, speaking of the L.A. Dodgers. Are they primed to make a run? Hell yeah, they primed to make a run because of the Yasiel Puig. It wasn't for Puig. Man, we'd have fired Doug Mattingly about 4 months ago. Matt Kemp, we'd have put him on the DL for, man, till the season ended. You know what I mean? But once Yasiel Puig stood Los Angeles stage, he was like, I'm going to put the Dodgers up back and we're going to make a run and we're going to make it happen. And out of the last 50 games, in the last 100 years, it's only been three teams to go 48 in 50 games. And the last two previous teams to do it from 1950, they won the World Series. So are the Dodgers primed to win the World Series? I'm going to say yes. The pitching is unbelievable. You talk about Kershaw, Texas, get it right. He's from Dallas. We don't play. He went to school with Matt Stafford. So you get it right. That boy
Kershaw. Everybody win when it comes down to California, man. So, you know, cut it out, man.
Okay. Well, since he's in California by that water, I ain't going to say it in California because he's. But he's doing it for California. You know what I'm saying? But I like Kershaw. Once Max comes back, I think he's going to elevate the Dodgers even more with Yasiel Puig. Yes, the Dodgers didn't have Puig to make the All-Star game this year or the All-Star team. From this point on, man, the sky's the limit for the Dodgers and also Yasiel Puig. The only thing I see wrong with Yasiel Puig is that you got to hit the cutoff, man. Who you throwing the ball to? You got to hit the cutoff, man. So, you know, the Dodgers all can size it up and do what you got to do. But you're gonna have a tough task in that in the off run if Atlanta continues to do what they're doing, because those guys, real hot bats that are just about as hot as the Dodgers. And I would really love to see Atlanta and LA play in that to see the World Series, because I think that would be an exciting series to lead up to the to make, you know, I mean, get it real as hype as you can get it, because we have fans who don't fight because of how boring it is. But if you have Atlanta and the Dodgers playing to lead you to the World Series, then, you know, that could cause excitement, especially coming out of the American League with, you know, with Detroit and Texas and Oakland. It just can get unreal. So I can't wait to see it. I'm hoping that the Dodgers are going to do it. I think they can make a run to the World Series to get it done. History has shown that you know, what you've done in a 50-game span, you're there to win the World Series. So good luck to you, ULG, Magic Johnson, L.A. Dodgers, and I hope that y'all can do it, man. I just hope that they ain't the Texas Rangers in there that you face, because if it's the Rangers, you know I ain't pulling for the Dodgers.
Oh, man, we going to hand Texas a hat, man.
So, hey, and let me ask you this, Joel. Now that the Dodgers have been winning and winning consistently in the last month or two, does this hype the city up? Because right before this, you know, there was a shooting at a Dodgers, or was it the Dodgers in San Francisco? And, you know, the air had kind of was king for the Dodgers. Does this lift the city back up to heights, especially if you guys go out and win the World Series?
Listen, you know, if you follow being a sports fan in California, particularly Southern California, you know we've been whooping ass and kicking ass at football games, baseball games, basketball games since the 80s, man. It's really nothing new. I believe the media portrayed it as more of something that, you know, that it wasn't, and it's you already know when you come to the Lions Den, man, you're gonna get bit. You could never come to a Raider game, get out of line, Laker game when it was in Inglewood, and nor can you come to a Dodger game and cut up, man, because we don't play. We just gonna keep it 100.
The streets is talking.
The streets is talking. Exactly.
Streets.
There you have it. Hey, say, let's take it to the asylum real quick, man. We got a couple more callers on the line hanging diligent, trying to get in, talk some trash, talk this bar talk. You know what it is. And so we got a young player out of Cleveland. We got a young player out of Cleveland. Say he ready to chime in on the topics. Hey, young pimp, what's your name and where you calling from?
What up? This Mel from Cleveland. What up, L?
What the deal, Mel?
Not much, man. What's going on, man? I hear y'all on the station talking, man.
Oh,
man.
Welcome to the show, man. We appreciate the love.
Welcome,
and you know, it's hot topics coming from the east down south. What's on your mind, Mel?
Man, nothing much. How y'all talking that Dodger talk, man? That's all nice. But, you know, Indians ain't no joke either. You know, I'm a Cleveland, so you know I do.
So let me ask you this. I know that the Cleveland Indians are fighting for a wild card in the American League. Now things have kind of what you lose, 5 out of the last 7 games, I believe. Now let me ask you this. Can you guys make up the grounds that you need to make up now that August is almost getting ready to head into September?
So, look, L, you a Cleveland Knicks, so you already know where we go. Cleveland is believing, man. We can do whatever we put our minds to, man. Just going out there and playing ball at the end of the day, man. We can do it, man.
I feel you on that. Now, let me ask you this. You've been watching the Cleveland Browns. I know you're watching your guys. What do you think about the Browns this year? I've been getting a lot of Cleveland callers. They're thinking the Browns are playoff contention. But I need you to be realistic, Mel. What do you think that your Browns are going to do this year?
Man. The Browns, man, I'm going to keep it real. The Browns got some potential, man. That's the thing about the Browns. I'm a Cleveland dude, man. The Browns got some potential. the thing is, they just got to play, man. You got to want to win, man. They got to go out here and get some dog in them and play, man. But I don't think – ain't no team – ain't no game the Browns going into when you like, oh, damn, they about to get their ass over some shit like that. They can play, man. They just got to want it, man. They really got to go out there and just play ball. They got talent. They got some good coaching. Shit, they just got to go out there and want to win, man.
No doubt. Now let me tell you – let me say this to you, Mel. We know that, you know what I'm saying, that you're a rapper and this is a hip-hop show. Can we get you in on Friday? Can we get you in on Friday and you can get in the asylum and hit us with some of your, you know, your freestyle? And for the audience, can you tell them your name and where they can find some of your music online, YouTube? You know, tell them about yourself.
Well, my name Mel, you know what I'm saying? I've been rapping for a minute. You know, you can find me, follow me on Twitter at Made Nigga Mel, MadeNiggaMel. Look up my videos on YouTube, Mel G. My mixtape I just dropped on DatPiff.com. Just search it, Yellow Tape Volume 1. I've been getting a lot of love, you know, so I'm just out here grinding. I mean, that's what it is. But Friday, definitely we can work something out, drop a couple bars on the show, you know what I'm saying? Show y'all what we doing up here in Cleveland.
No doubt. And Mel, this is the slogan. This is what you got to tell the people back home in Cleveland. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Who are we? You a bad man, ain't you?
Yeah.
And you better do it. You better do it too, Mel.
Hey,
I know
you
got
some
whippersnapper behind your ear, so get it out there and let them know what the deal is.
You already know. The streets are talking, man.
No doubt.
My man. Appreciate the love, man. Hang on the line with us.
For sure.
Yo, L Boogie, you know what we got to do next, man. It's a hot, man, it's so hot in the asylum. I thought it was hot in here. Jewel, man, it's been hot, dog. And, man, you know what time it is, man. We got the Green Eyed Bandit back on the line one more gear. And you know what it is. Mr. Valentino is back repping from the land. Yo, Mr. Valentino, what's the deal with you, baby?
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. I'm fresh off 480 on my way to slay some right now. Shout out to Mel G, Cleveland back to back. I called right on time. You guys are talking about the national scene on the baseball thing. And I just wanted the one caller who was calling about the Dodgers. I heard y'all talking about the Dodgers and Atlanta Braves. Everybody knows that in the last so many years, the Braves, they choke every year. They have one of the best records in baseball, and they choke. I can see the Dodgers getting there. I can see some other teams getting there as well. The Detroit Tigers have one of the most talent-laden rosters in MLB right now. You can watch out for the Tampa Bay Rays. You can watch out for the Texas Rangers. And I'm going to give you all a sleeper right now. The Pittsburgh Pirates, they got great pitching, and they get clutch, timely hitting from guys like McCutchen. So it's wide open right now, man. We can't say right now because guess what? There's still a month and a half left in this baseball thing, and you got a lot of teams that still in contention. You still got the motherfucking New York Yankees still in contention right now after that battle they had with Boston last night. So it's wide open, man. So nobody should get too high on their team. I'm a Cleveland fan, diehard tribe all day. My man Mel G say, believe, land. I believe the Indians could be one of those teams as well. It's wide open right now in Major League Baseball, man. Wide open.
It is. In September, anything can happen. Like we saw last year, the Oakland A's was about 2 games out in the wild card. And what did they do? They made a run, caught the Rangers,
right,
and beat them on the last day. And made a nice little run in the little playoffs until they faced Detroit.
Yep.
You know
hey,
what I mean?
T-Row.
It's just the way the game is. What's up with it, Valentino?
T-Row, I'm going to give you a prime example. 2 years ago, the St. Louis Cardinals came out of nowhere and won the World Series, man. They came out of nowhere.
Exactly.
It happened
That's
every
exactly.
day in baseball. And I best believe the Atlanta Braves will not be there. They're going to have one of the best records in baseball, and they're going to lose in the first round like they do every year.
The Atlanta Braves like the Cowboys. They've been there since 96. you just gotta be a loyal fan. Just wait. Man,
that's about it, right?
Hey, Valentino. Man, hey, Valentino, you know, Green Eye, we know we appreciate the love, man. You always calling, checking in with Believe Land. Is that what you're telling me? It's called Believe Land?
Well, my man Mel G said Believe Land, but El Boogie, who meets the legend, they call it Thieves Land if you don't be careful.
The streets is talking, baby.
Go.
Now, one last question before we get you out of here, Green Eye. Do you think Ryan Dempster should be suspended for plunking A-Rod last night?
Hey, like Joe Girardi said, he lucky he didn't have to bet, because they would have plunked his ass.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'd have went for his head. I mean,
Before I go, one more thing on that topic right there. Boston and New York, they have to play again. They're going to play again before the season is over with. It's going to be some fireworks in that series, boy, I tell you. It's going to be some fireworks in that series.
Hey, yeah, it is. That's the Green Eye. You know we appreciate the love, baby. Hold the line.
Hold on, man. Much love, man. Y'all stay doing what y'all doing. I'm out. I'm going to slay something.
All right, thank you.
No doubt.
That's what's up. Hey, Boogie, we going to keep the asylum rolling, man. Ah, we lost Juju. Okay, I have to come back to Ju. I think Ju has some other things to do. So, hey, while we still rolling, man, Boogie, we're going to roll to another one of your pair of players out there in the land. Hey, yo, caller, Wealth Streets is talking. You on the line with L Boogie and T-Row. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, this is Brian calling from Cleveland, Ohio. What's up, L?
What the deal, baby?
What the deal,
Big
baby?
Brother Ron. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Streets is talking. I'm pretty sure you've been hearing all the topics and what's going on. And honestly, you can talk about any topic of sports that you want to talk about. What's on your mind this evening, Ron?
Man, you know, them Cleveland Browns on my mind. You know, we don't get enough national coverage. But like, I think the boys are going to do something this year. You know, like I like
the Well, then let's talk about the Browns.
Huh?
What the Browns going to do this year? They're going to make the playoffs? They're going to be, you know, predict their record? And what do you think they're going to do this year, Ron?
Yeah, I think they're going to do 10-6, 11-5. I think, you know, say all of that defense going to really get after people. Then let the boys, you know, put some points up on that board. That's like, I like those whole coaching changes and everything that they made. You know, so that with the new leadership and everything, I think we're going to surprise a lot of people this year.
What do you think about your quarterback position with Wheaton and Jason Campbell? Are you think you're stable? Or you think you're going to live off the defense in that run game?
Yeah, I think Norv won't get that boy ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got that track record. Like, he's going to turn it around. And then, like, you know, like, look, we got playmakers, young playmakers, you know, I know that with Trent. You know, like, if the boy Gordon can stay off the lean.
Should be lean.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you stay up that lane, you know what I'm saying, like, he'd be all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, we got some young, you know what I'm saying, like, impactful players. Like, I think we should be all right.
No doubt.
Can you keep Trent Richardson healthy enough to make that serious run, you know, having that quarterback competition between the two quarterbacks that you have, Whedon and Campbell?
Yeah, now, that's a big question mark. You know, Trent. Man, like, you know, like, if it ain't a shin, it's a ribs. Like, that's the only thing. Like, if he can stay healthy, then be like a workhorse and kind of keep some of that pressure off we. And, like, I think we can really do that 10-6, like 11-5. But, like, you know, look, they just had the boy, Deion Lewis, just broke his leg. So, like, they're hurting that running back right now.
Yeah. And everybody has been talking about the Lewis kid going down being a major setback. As far as a back to Trent Richardson, and is he going to miss the whole year, or is he just out for a disclosed amount of time?
Yeah, I don't know. They call it a fracture. I haven't heard that much about it, but, like, you know, like a fracture, like, you might even say, you know, like, he may not come back, you know what I'm saying, from that this year. You know, it's like any time that you're breaking a leg or fracturing something, you know, like that game being so fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a tough one. That's definitely gonna be a tough one.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Ron and the Cleveland Bombers, man. He coaches a Muni football team, and they doing a thing out there on the west side, West 130th in Cleveland. Am I correct, Ron?
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. Like, I appreciate, man, the support. This our third year, like, in existence. We got year-round sports and mentoring, and we just had a jamboree. It was the biggest jamboree, like, on the west side of Cleveland history. We had 28 teams, over 500 players, 150 games this Saturday. Like, it was a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's beautiful. Much love. Congrats on that, man. And, you know, next year, man, you know, me and L Boogie, we don't discriminate traveling. We love to travel and entertain and, you know, speak to the kids. So keep the strength.
Hey, I'm gonna have to send you guys some apparel. You know, L, I got the apparel company too. Y'all can check me out on whypersona.com.
No doubt. I was just about to mention that. He also does a apparel roll. We gotta send him a T-shirt with the streets is talking, and we're going to exchange and. Man, the material is great. I'm going to get me a hoodie from there, you know what I mean, and a couple of T-shirts.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Ron, this is our slogan. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Damn, that boy sound cold when he say that.
Myself, man. Most definitely. I'm going to be tuning in much more frequent. And make sure you guys
know
that whypersona.com. I appreciate everything.
No doubt. Man.
Ron, much love. Thank you for calling the show, baby. Hang on to the line. And we still got more topics to talk about, you know? Okay.
Al Almighty, we see you, baby. We're going to get you in. 9 p.m. Mondays and Fridays. The streets is talking. Yo, Jay-Z, let them know what we do up in here, baby. Let's go. We are the streets.
Flipping, pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You want to conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think, and drink. Cop came and complained. Front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory.
before reaching puberty. Scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff. Smell me, nigga. The real me, nigga. Minus the rumors. Holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted. I ain't bitching. I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell at it, you dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Express. I feel a vibe, and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive, and I'm still in June. I know staff of law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure, bust pipes, I know I'm faster, y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. Assault like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleon, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while you reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Full pressure to the trigger.
Ooh, the streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Oh, man. We the UGK of the sports talk world. We are the street. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You heard Jigga Man and Benny. The streets is talking. And like E.F. Hutton, everybody listening. Man, shout out to GME, man. Goldmine Music Empire, man. Finesse, as usual, blessing us with the intro. Oh, Ro. I know they in. I know Al Almighty and them listening. I know they ready, man. I know they ready. But before we get Al to come in, what about the hip hop news, man? What happened to my man, man? Tell can you tell the world what happened to my man from the B2K group, man?
Yeah, the dude, something from the B2K, you know, Marion and his little brother, you know, the Raz B dude. The little light-skinned player got a little, you know, nice little look on it. And he's in China doing a little concert. And check out what happened to him, El Boogie. The dude sees a fight happening during the concert. So he decides to be a good Samaritan. He jumps off the stage and try to break the young fellas up who were fighting in China. Well, trying to be the good Samaritan, damn near got this fool killed. What happened was in the face with the champagne bottle. Boom! Right face.
Black!
He had to go to the hospital, got some medical attention, but now they're saying that his crew that was with him down there in China, a couple of females tried to wake him up because they were going out to get ready to go take care of some business. Didn't wake up. So now Raz B is in a hospital in China. On life support from getting hit in the face with a bottle, man. So for all my entertainers out there, man, I know you're checking out the show, man. Look, if you ever see a fight, don't be a hero, Tony Parker. You got hit in the eye when you was whatever messing with Drake and Chris Brown, and yeah. So Raz B, and everybody that want to be like Raz B, do not jump in the middle of a fight at a concert of some people you do not know, because these people do not give a damn who you are when the fight begins. Everybody blacks out and punches are thrown left to right, right to left, up and down, down and up. So, man, I'm praying for Raz B. The streets is talking. Got prayers, Raz B. I hope you pull through, get off that life support, and make your way back to America. But, man, it was just a sad situation, L Boogie. I can't believe this, that this happened to that type of guy. But he's a real laid-back type of dude, and he wasn't trying to do anything but just break up the fight and ended up paying, you know, a price that just might cost him his life. And so much love, big prayers go out to Raz B family, his fan club, and everybody who supported, man. I just hope that guy can get up, walk out on his 10 toes, and, you know, make it on down the road, man, because it's just sad that happened to that young fella, you know?
It's ugly. Flat out ugly. You know, that's what they got security guards for.
That's what they got security guards for. That's what you pay your security guards to do. Keep you from harm's way. I don't understand it. Prayers go out to my man. But we've been there before. You know what happens. When that gets to happen, you duck down. When you're the entertainer, they were happy to bust your face. They're happy to make sure that nothing good happens with you. There are haters all over the world. www.hater.com. The streets is talking. But I'm very, hurt. Another guy, I forget his, I lost my notes, and I know that we're a show of this, but if one of our callers could come in, maybe we can get Pook on the line, but one of our youngest, man, a young up-and-coming actor, black young man, committed suicide. We'll get somebody on the line to gather more information, but I don't want to give you all the information until I receive it as far as how. So right now it's the rumor going on, but it seems as though it is true. So once we get his name, information, we will let you know. A youngin has passed away, committed suicide in the entertainment world. We should have had that information for you on Friday. But, Ro, man, it's Big Brother Almighty, man. Is he the asylum, man?
Man, you know what, man? I have to give it up to the big, to the almighty one, man, because he's been waiting so patiently for us to stop talking shit so that he can come on and say what he has to say. And you know, this guy always has his information lined up from A to Z or one a trillion. So we're going to jump in with the almighty one and see what he got to say. Hello, almighty, where you at?
What's going on? What's going on, T-Ro?
What's up with the pimp this evening, man? So sorry for having you on the line long, but you know, man, yeah, I know I can count on you to shut it down in the end. So we say the best for last this evening. What's on your mind, almighty?
I ain't got no problem. Me and Bernie Coles are hanging out as sweethearts. We ain't doing nothing, man.
Now, yep. Friday, you was in the street so tough that we couldn't barely understand what you were saying and kicking it. So I want you to do this. Next Friday, I'm gonna try to find me a flight because I want to be in the street with my man Almighty.
Yeah, Bernie, me and Bernie was together Friday, man. He was hanging on me while I was talking about it. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Bernie, man. We throw him back, man. Then I send him on down to the Browns game. You know what I mean? That's my man. Here we go, Brownie. Here we go. You heard me? Flat out. While we talking about Bernie, hello?
I'm here. I was about to ask you about the Bernie Kosar statements that he made about Kevin Clemens. You know, he's a Catholic. And, when Kevin Clemens was, quarterbacking the Rams, he said, "Father, forgive us, we have sinned. I have to watch Kevin Clemens for two more quarters." Do you think he was out of pocket? Do you think he was out of pocket by saying that?
Okay, Al, you in Arizona. You're an Arizona announcer. You're allowed to say what you want. You're on Arizona side, right? Right or wrong?
You know why, Al? Because we're WWW. We're worldwide. So Bernie needs to understand he's not just on Channel 3 with Jim Donovan. He's also talking to the world because the NFL Network re-airs the games. So
he can't just be all proven. I'll never be mad with him. I'll go down there and protest for him because I ain't mad at him because he represents Cleveland. Much as we ain't got bash, much as I heard Dick Emerson, Merlin Olsen, everybody bash Cleveland. Oh, God, it's just Cleveland. Man, come on, man. I don't see no repercussion behind that. And for the only reason Jeff Fisher said something about that, because Bernie Berkey, so many years when we was winning in Cleveland, from
from all them years we batted him, they can't understand it. So he got to find a way to get back. You know what I mean? He mad, man.
You know,
that's all right.
You know Bernie is. You know Bernie is a heavy alcoholic. You don't think he was kind of intoxicated on the air?
Yeah, we was together just before the game. I keep telling you, we were talking like
y'all was tailgating together.
Hey, yeah, we tailgate. Bernie come out and throw a few passes. He don't remember the whole route that he tell you to run, but he don't throw that pass.
The streets is talking. Oh man,
flat out, man.
Let me ask you this, Al. I know you you're a guy of all sports and the streets is talking. Do you think that Ryan Dempster should be fined or suspended for hitting A-Rod last night?
No, you should have had it like a man. After the game over, I see you at the locker room. That's all. I had it like a man. I don't need the league to do nothing for me. You know what I mean? That's the way I would have took it. Meet me outside, man. You know what I mean? Meet me at the bus. We Boston in New York. You know what we do. Let's go. We go back to Don Zimmerman and everything, man. We'll do it like that. You know what I mean? We'll go like that. You know how I go. Eh? Come on, man.
Let me switch back to football. You remember when my man Pedro Martinez took him by the head and threw him on the ground. I wanted to fly out to Boston to do something to Pedro, but I know he got amigos. I know he with the cartel. This piece is talking. I already know.
I'm just saying, though, that's just supposed to be handled by team. It's a brawl. Let's go. Everybody quit their dugouts. Let's work. Big Poppy, you get sucker punched. Everybody gets sucker punched. Let's roll. You know what I'm saying? Baseball has changed, man. You don't see no dugout clean fights no more. Yeah, I mean, it's just everything that changed. Sports done got to a pretty boy sport, man. Baseball used to go rough, man. Pete Rose, all
right.
The boys hard, man. And you ain't about
right.
to bang no Pete Rose. That's my star player. You going to bang him? No way. I'm about to hang you. I'm rushing the mile. I'm going to see if you got some work in you, flat out, man. You know what I mean? Ain't no catcher about to grab me or nothing. I'm about to work you. I'm already pumped up. I'm juiced up. I'm still juiced up. Okay, nobody
I'm
in the stadium
hold me. I'm still on PEDs, huh?
Yeah, ain't nobody in the stadium can hold me. Watch out now, okay? I'm the only one on the
man.
Field juiced up right now.
let me pose this last. Well, I got two more questions for you. One, Tim Tebow. How do you think he's going to? Did he fear for his job this year? He went 1-for-7.
What job? He was shipped to New England to get rid of him out of the NFL. Don't you understand that? He's silenced, man. Ain't nobody even talking about that no more. He's not even on the NFL network talking about. Skip don't even talk about him no more. Come on, man. He's silenced. He's been silenced in New England. Because ain't nobody going to over talk or out say what Belichick say about Tebow. He's too much credit. Too much credibility with Belichick. You know what I mean? Now, with Ryan, yeah. With this guy, yeah. With this guy, yeah. But not Belichick. Not Big Bob Kraft. You ain't about to say nothing about Big Bob Kraft and any decisions they make. So what he better do is get on the special teams, learn how to long snap, and kick a field goal, man. Flat out. You know what I mean?
Now,
that's the way
you know
I feel.
Now, you know the last question before I let you go. Is that date is coming up, September 14th, and you know Floyd Mayweather is due to fight. When do you think he's going to pull the plug and say that he's injured? Remember, we talked about this, and you said it, or you heard it here first, our segment. You said that he was going to, you know, get injured or fake an injury moments before the fight, and it's going to get canceled.
This boy pretty tough.
Do you think that's still in play?
This boy pretty tough right here, man. I've seen him fight. He's pretty tough. He's strong. Be young. I say about August 31st, Floyd don't have a fall down or a slip or something and his shoulder don't fall out of place. This fight might go on in November, maybe even January. Floyd's on bail. He's not going to fight this guy, man. If he do, it'll be a surprise to me. This guy's tough and he's strong. And Floyd, this guy right here, Floyd can't come out and start slow. You know he's a slow starter.
off rip. You know that. He cannot come out slow. This guy catching with a punch, Floyd going out. A couple of people done caught him with punches, and he couldn't. They couldn't drop him because they ain't no punchers. This guy's a puncher, man. Flat out. This guy's a hitter, man. He might have bit into the donut a little too far this time. He hit the cream this time, man. I think he got to the cream this time, L. You know, he's been biting around the cream. The cream didn't squirt out this time. It might squirt out on him this time, L. They got to keep the fight game interesting, man. So Floyd got to take a loss. Either he's going to take a loss or he's going to pull out. Which one you think?
I'm down with the money team. I think the fight is still going to go. And you can't hit what you can't see. I think Floyd is going to take the fight, and he's going to win. I'm with the money team.
Yeah. Floyd been fighting flat-footed for 3 years now. He ain't been using the whole ring. He been moving his head, moving his body, but he ain't been moving his feet. This boy will attack him. Getting him, put him in an uncomfortable position, man. Floyd is a collar puncher. So that means you got to get hit the counterpunch, right? You got to get hit the counterpunch, right?
I'm going to tell you, Brother Al. I like the way you speak. You be speaking the truth. You keep it real. But, man, 40 up, 43 down, player. It don't matter who steps in the ring. When Floyd pick you out by the first, second round, it's just going to depend on what Floyd really want to do you. I don't know, man. I don't think Canelo is a great matchup for him, but Canelo is just, you know, like all the rest of the big guys. They're going to find a way to try to hit this guy, and he too swift, man. And if you're going to chase it, remember what happened to the last guy who chased Floyd. His name was Ricky Hatton. You remember what happened to Ricky Hatton?
Oh,
Ricky Hatton got embarrassed.
Hey, man, Ricky Hatton been beat up by so many people. Ricky Hatton has changed they running right now.
But I'm just saying, it's the same type of fighter. Coming in, I'm trying to get you. Guerrero, I'm trying to hit you. You hear what the daddy said, Big Brother Al? He's running. Stop it, he's running. Yeah, he wasn't running nothing. You just say hit what you cannot see.
September 5th, AL, that's Sunday, September 5th when the NFL kickoff, Floyd's going to take off. How about that?
The streets is talking.
Hey, brother, stop that. What is you wrong for that? But what was Stephen A. say? What you did? So different.
Oh, man. There you have it. He dogging my man, the money team. Come on, man. Pretty boy Floyd, man. As usual, man. We were so happy and blessed to have my man Al on. You know, we always get my man Al Almighty in, man. We got to. Hey, Ro.
What's up with you, L Boogie?
Did you see what happened to my man, Dustin Keller, from Miami Dolphins?
Yeah. Hey, man, I do not want to talk about that. Boogie, you know, for a man who hasn't had that major knee reconstruction surgery, man, you know, this guy, L Boogie, he just did Paris ACL. He told the CL. He told the PCL. And he had a knee dislocation. Now, let me ask you this. That was an ugly injury, L Boogie. Now, the guy who hit it, was that a legal hit or an illegal hit, L Boogie? Let me know right now, because I'm going to let you know what I think. Tell me, was that illegal or was that legal?
See, this is where I'm at a dilemma, because me personally, I'm a headhunter. I tell, you know, my son, you know, knock the snot out of his nose. The most protection that you have is in your helmet. It's not your knees. It's not your thighs. It's your helmet. They tell you can't go up high because you're going to get fined. You're going to get suspended. So what did the young defensive back do? He went for his knees. And that's the dilemma that we have with the rules of the game. Bro, we're going to see a lot of knee taking out with guys coming across the middle and guys going for their knees. He is done. His, not just saying out for the season. He might be a trophy. He's on the shelf.
Yeah, because, man, I mean, just the way that it looked when he got hit, man, it's just, see, L Boogie, see, we cut from a different cloth, Flair. Back in our day, we were taught, we had some of the best coaches growing up in our youth division and in high school that really showed us how to hit and how to tackle and what the game meant. You know, and nowadays, the rules are being switched around that these guys don't really know how to hit anybody anymore. And the guy, Swearingen, the way you hit Dustin Keller, you done put this man on the shelf. You owe him $25,000. Because, man, that was the worst way to hit a guy nowadays. You know what I mean? And L Boogie, the sniper didn't get Dustin Keller.
Oh no.
It wasn't a sniper. We might be mad. But that was wrong. That was wrong, my dude. You cannot hit a big tight end. Once again, tight end. He's 6'5", 6'6", and this is your opportunity to knock him loose. And what did you do? You went for the knees. L Boogie, he done put him up there with the best of the best trophies that this boy had ever won in his life. And it's just sad, man, that Dustin Keller just might have to end his career during the preseason. I'm not laughing at you, Dustin Keller. I'm laughing at the situation. You're going to have to – your career going to end in preseason. God, man. He gonna remember Swearingen for the rest of his life. I can tell you that. Because rules are changing, and this is what's going to happen, Elbert. Like you say, this get ready, because this is going to happen. You want to change these rules, and you're going to leave it up to the guys on the field to do exactly what we just saw on Saturday. And it's not going to be good. The dude tore his ACL, MCL, PCL, and had a dislocated knee. Put him on the shelf, L Boogie.
Man, his leg is gonna be like mine. He's in mesh. It's gonna be tough, and I hope that he gets back. But the streets is talking. And then just think of this on the flip side of that. They're going to be going for their knees, and what if that knee hit them in their head, and then they get a concussion? So it's twofold to this, and I think that it's going to be very tough. Very tough, sticky situation. And when we come back, before we conclude the show, I'm going to tell you about the young man who committed suicide. Be that information in the entertainment and hip-hop part of the show. Man, the streets is talking with a hip-hop twist. And remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Let's go. My D. Justin Keller. Who want to profile and pose? Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. In these streets, cousin, every man for himself in his land, we be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, it in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major, you're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got you, trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, Hems, you don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, nigga, my was out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once my kid on them, I put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max ahead. Your dome up, when I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm free.
Sonny, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Living the life that is guns and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
Yeah, man. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Duels to G, T Row. Man, got some information on a young man who passed away. With that cut right there, man, that was for my man. Everybody that's going down, man. The snipers getting you, they hitting you. Yeah, man, the shook ones, man. I know who that one was for, Dustin Keller. I got you, baby. The streets is talking. But listen, got some information for you, Ro.
What you working with? What we talking about?
You know the twist of hip hop, man. I'm gonna talk about, you know, a young man. Allegedly, he committed suicide. His name was Lee Thomas Young. He was 29 years old. He played on the famous TV show on the Disney Channel on a show called The Famous Jet Jackson. He also played in the TV show drama on TNT, Resilient Isles. He was 29 years old, bro.
And what'd he do? Commit suicide?
That's what the streets and that's what the snitches in the streets is telling me. Lee Thomas
Man,
Young.
It must have been rough in the young fella's life, man. For those out there, man. Check it out. Look up his information. You can catch a picture and a glimpse of this young fella. You might just know who he is by seeing the picture. But it is another sad time in the entertainment world. It's sad that we have young people like that, you know, who just, you know, sometimes, man, the pressure just gets too big. Too many people looking for handouts and things. You know what I mean? So whatever it was that dude had to do to take himself out, you know, it is what it is. I don't like it, but you know, hey, he figured that the only way that was gonna, you know, his world go was to just let it all be on him. So, yeah, it's a sad situation. My prayers, streets of talking, our prayers going out to that young kid and his family, and you know, man, just kids, if you're out there listening, it's not that hard, man. Find somebody to talk to. Your parents, man, find a friend, because we shouldn't be, you know, going out and taking our own lives, you know, during hard times. So, yeah, that's just a sad situation, L. Booty.
Very tough situation. Again, Lee Thompson, 29 years old, played on the famous TV Disney Channel, Jed Jackson. Also, he played on TNT. Man, we got to get out of here, bro. But before we go, let's hear something about Finesse, man, GME. You know what I mean? So, one more time, and then we're going to give our shout-outs. Yo, Finesse, let me hear something, man.
GME, streets is dark. Bitch, go get it, Finesse. Are you suckers on that fucking shit? Who you think you fucking with? Talking like a bitch, you acting like you want to fucking shit. That's why I'm riding dirty. Don't be looking for no cover shit, because if I leave you lean, it ain't no getting you back up and shit. These asshole niggas always want to go get up and shit. I be with them shooters that be with me just to fucking shit. Beats ain't nothing to them, but a day where they fucking shit. My youngins ain't got manners, they not really for this fucking shit. Money talks. We just trying to get enough of it. Told me life's a bitch, and if it's true, I might be cuffing it. Grew up in the zoo where every nigga used to hustling. Got bodies, bitch, you gotta put in work to say you celibate. All that talking tough you niggas doing is irrelevant. Keep on talking tough and they gon' show up at your residence. Leave a bunch of residue. Try to trace the evidence. There's levels to the shit, and I ain't nowhere in your element. The obvious is evident. We don't want no settlement. We don't like to settle shit unless a nigga selling shit. Move like a mob boss. I'm looking like a president. I know you niggas prejudiced because I've been blowing presidents. GME, Finesse. GME, El Capo. You know what the gold stand for. For you gold digging bitches. Let's get that paper.
Man, that was Finesse, people. Hey, yo, Ro, you want to give some shout outs before we get out of here, man?
Yeah, man, you know what it is, El Boogie, man. Much love to the world, man. I want to say what's up to the fam. You know, the wifey Leanne, the kids, Jada Julia, man, new school year, everything going proper. Wifey, congratulations, just started these classes for school joints. So we're moving forward, man, everything fast motion. True Wells, I see you checking in, baby. I thought it was a, you got to keep moving. You know, can't have them red and blues behind you when you're out there on the road. So pick up to my man, True Wells. My man, L Boogie, in-studio guest, Bluesy, Finesse, you know, everybody out there, Whack, Big Brother Bass, you know, Big Pope, Big Dog Zach, you know, I seen y'all calling in, man. We'll get y'all long ways when y'all ready to talk it up. You know what it is, and L Boogie, you know how we get it in, man. Oh, another shout-out to the producer, DJ Steph, who on his second job, you know what I mean? Getting it in. That's what it is. See y'all on Friday, Freestyle Friday. What's up with you, L Boogie?
Man, first of all, man, big up, big shout-out, man, for them guys, man. They got their number, the new callers, you know what I mean? Ryan, my little youngin', Mel, you know what I mean? They got in, and then, you know, the ones that's doing 25 to life, man, the oldies but goodies, Erin and Big Almighty, you know, we always appreciate them. E-Mac, we going to see you on Friday, Bleed. You know, big up, big shout-out, man, son, my young, anybody start his season out there in Benedictine, Erin's son about to start his season up there, out there in Cleveland St. Joseph High School. You know what I mean? And like we always say, bro, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time, the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. We the UGK of the sports talk world, man. We are the Streets. And they can't take it away from us. Man, signing off, get back into our cell. For T-Row, Jewel's the G, I am L Boogie. We out. See you Friday. Close the sale, bro. Let's go. Short shot. Nice step has got to be the short shot. A gangstar has got to be the short shot. Nice move has got to be the short shot. A Greg Nice, a Greg NLCE. Domino Baso, are we? Rock for a fee, not for free. Maybe I'll do it for charity. Now my employer or my employee is making Greg NLCE very MAD. So never ever think of jerking me. I work too hard for my royalty. Put lead in your ass and drink a cup of tea. Pizza Red Alert and Kid Capri. Ooh la la, ah wee. I say Muhammad Ali, you say glass is clay. I say butter, you say parquet. It's alright if you wanna make a sway on my way up town. Took the deuce to the trade. I originate, they duplicate. I praise the Lord and keep the faith. It's alright, keep fighting at the bait. 92, 1.
Yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I wreck the mic like a pimp toes. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shape this, you'll tape this, I'm kind of fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood. Meaning my mental state, still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sort of the boss, so get lost. The brother who will make you change opinions. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of action. Feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Jump full guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise. Out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Blonde's got hate. Clips I've inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run. To run.
Philly at home, do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete, all of the wet whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right flavor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same, he knows my name. Smooth, I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my feet is prosperous.